I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Darlene Allen. She's president of the League of Women Voters of Marquette County. They are going to be hosting a pair of candidate forums, one taking a look at the race for Marquette County Sheriff, the other for candidates in the Marquette City Commission race. The League is currently looking for questions from you for the candidates, and Darlene Allen has the information.
The League of Women Voters of Marquette County is actually holding two candidate forums. The League is a nonpartisan organization, so our forums are designed not to favor any individual political party or political candidate. So they're non-biased forums, one for the Marquette City Commission and one for the Marquette County Sheriff. The City Commission is going to be recorded on September 30th and the County Sheriff on October 8th. We're recording them on Zoom due to COVID-19, of course, and we are going to be airing them pretty closely following those recording dates. But we're in the process of getting some questions for them. So that's one of the reasons that I was hoping to talk to the folks today.
What is the process in terms of getting a question in for these forums?
Individuals that are interested in posing a question for a candidate for the Marquette City Commission or the Marquette County Sheriff's race can submit those questions to us in a few ways. They can either go onto our website at lwvmqt.org and send us a message, or they could go to our Facebook page at the League of Women Voters of Marquette County and submit a comment or a message there, or they can email them directly to me, which would be at dthomsona@gmail.com.
Are you looking for any particular areas, or are you just kind of saying, hey, if you've got a question and you're curious, just send it in?
We're looking for interests that people have to help them make decisions of who to choose when they go to the ballot. You know, it makes the process much more interesting if the community is submitting the questions. That makes it more relevant to their lives. So if they want to know how a city commissioner might vote on a particular issue, or how the county sheriff might handle a certain situation, what their priorities are, things like that, they can pose those questions. Of course, the candidates will have the opportunity to give some introductory information about why they're running, why they think that they would do a good job, what their priorities are. But those questions that the community has can sort of hone in on what might be important to them.
We're talking with Darlene Allen, who is president of the League of Women Voters of Marquette County. They have candidate forums coming up here in just a little while with the Marquette City Commission candidates and the candidates for Marquette County Sheriff. Again, Darlene, what is the schedule for when these are going to be recorded and then when they are going to be posted for people to check out?
They're going to be recorded for the City Commission on September 30th and for the Marquette County Sheriff on October 8th. We're hoping to have the questions into us by this Friday, so September 18th. So as soon as folks can get those questions to us, that will be helpful. And also, I just would like to mention, too, that our online voter guide is going to go live this Saturday, vote411.org, so people can get kind of a heads up on the candidates, what their opinions are. The candidates have already answered some questions, and so they could go there, check it out, and maybe even though it's a little bit after the fact, they might get an idea for a question as well too. But it will be a guide for them to also help make choices for voting in November.
I know all of this information is on your website, which again is what?
LWVMQT.org.
That's Darlene Allen, president of the League of Women Voters of Marquette County. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.